I just be talking about whatever. Hey, welcome to Podcasting About Whatever. I'm your host, Shannon Kareem. I just want to thank you for joining me on this journey of thought-provoking randomness and conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hello, 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 beautiful people, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. I pray that you all are well, that you all are in good spiritual health, mental health, physical health, that you're loving on yourself, you're loving on your family, loving on your friends, and just prospering and just thriving, striving, and just making it. I really do. That is at my absolute prayer for you all. And again, thank you so much for tuning in. So first things first, you know, I like to like get right into it. First, I want to apologize for any of you who even noticed, but I did not put out an episode last Wednesday. My vow, my promise to myself and to you all was that I was going to put out an episode every Wednesday, but last week was a week. You all know how I get sometimes. And my dearly beloved, let's have a moment of silence. Okay, my precious little laptop of 10 plus thousand years probably finally went to the laptop home in heaven. She just completely broke on me. So I had to reluctantly get a new laptop. And of course, that caused me to, you know, have to download new software and copy my files and everything like that. And of course, I could have recorded the podcast on my phone and things like that. But, you know, I'm a creature of habit. So, you know, I really wanted to get it on a laptop and everything. And thank God that I do work in IT. So I knew how to kind of salvage the things that I had and, you know, get everything on the new laptop that I'm so grateful that I have. But yeah, that's why I wasn't able to put out, that's why I didn't put out an episode last Wednesday, because I just kind of had some technical difficulties. But hey, I'm back this Wednesday. And again, thank you to my faithful listeners. So, what are we talking about today? So, we are talking about colorism. And like last week, I wanted to put this out because I think that it was probably a little bit more relevant last week because of there was like a controversy about this topic. So I think that it's kind of expired, but then really not really, because colorism is kind of one of those subjects that it comes up every now and then. And you know, what better time, I guess, to talk about this? It, you know, Black History Month, and it is one of the things that affects the Black community. So, hey, we're going to talk about it. Now, one of the reasons that this was last week, and I think maybe the week before, that this topic was kind of like such a hot topic was because there was and it was talked about on several like social media platforms. But there was an artist, and I think her name is like Dani Lee or Dani Lay. Y'all, I'm getting old. I don't know who some of these people are. But anyway, she came out with a song called Yellow Bone. And the lyrics, something in the lyrics went along with like yellow bone is what he wants. And so, of course, there was an uproar. You know, people were saying that she was being insensitive because of the issue of colorism. Now, before I go on, this is just like a little sidebar. So I heard the song, and it really shocked me that people were more talking about the fact that the subject of the song, which is her being a yellow bone and her man preferring her because he wants a yellow bone. People talked about that more than they talked about the song being hot garbage juice. The song is trash, and it's no disrespect to her as an artist, because look, in the past 5 minutes, that girl has probably made more money than I have ever made in my entire life, career, and everything. So I respect her. Obviously, people like her. She's famous. I've never heard of her before this. I've never heard of her music, but obviously she's relevant and, you know, she's popping. Somebody likes her, you know what I mean? So just because I have an opinion about it, it really doesn't matter. But the song itself, it's trashiola, but nobody really, well, not that many people seem to highlight that point. They were more so the fact that she was saying that a yellow bone is what he wants. I just wanted to throw that little sidebar in that the song was trash. So anyway, there were several commentaries about the song and its subject and everything surrounding the subject of a light-skinned individual making a song pretty much praising being light-skinned. There was one commentary that was saying that because she made the song because the guy that she's dating now, his ex is a brown-skinned, dark-skinned girl. So she was kind of like taking digs at the ex saying like, oh, you know, he really wants a light-skinned girl, a yellow bone girl. Another commentary was saying that why it was problematic was that because she's not black. So apparently this young lady is Dominican or something like that. So they was like, well, first of all, you not even black talking that rah-rah. So that was one commentary that I heard. And then another commentary I heard was like people were saying, well, what's the issue with her making that song praising or giving props to being light skinned when Beyonce came out with the song Brown Skin Girl? Why is it okay for brown skinned girls or darker tone girls to celebrate their skin tone, but a light skinned girl, it's not? It's an issue. So kind of working backwards, just kind of putting my own like opinion on these commentaries and facts and things that were brought up. Number one, I personally, and for those of you who have never seen me, don't know who I am or anything like that, besides the podcast, I'm dark skinned. I am a chocolate child. Okay. And I think colorism in and within itself is ignorant. It is straight up ignorant for several different reasons. One, because I love everybody. I really do. But I am partial to because I'm black. I love my people, you know, and I hate the things that put a rip in the fabric of the of us being together. And colorism is one of those things. I love to see black people come together and be blackety black black. I love it because we are so unique. We are so dope. We're so just, oh, I just love us. I really do. And whenever things come that divide us, it like irks me. And colorism is one of those things. And I just personally think it's ignorant. I really don't like it when people make so big of a deal about skin color, like, you know, when people like, oh, you know, I only date light skin or I only date dark skin or only, you know, this, that, and the other. I mean, everybody is allowed to have their preference, but when so much is made about our skin complexion that it does more division than bringing together, then that, it's ignorant to me and it irks me. Now, of course, being a dark-skinned girl, I had my time of being bullied. I've been called everything, you know, African booty scratcher, tar baby. This one guy called me a burnt pizza one time. I was working at a pizza joint. You know, of course, if somebody's gonna rail off an insult to me, they always go, the, you know, with your black A, that's gonna be like the first thing that people say to me, because it's just, I'm obviously dark skinned. So like, I've grown up with that. Yes, I had color complex issues. I never wanted to be light skin, but I just wanted to accept my skin, if that makes sense. Like, I remember being in high school and like always asking my friends, what, you know, how do I look in this picture? Do I look too dark in this picture? Do I, you know, can you see me in this picture? Does this color that I'm wearing make me look too dark, or whatever? I was just really always obsessed with that. But I never not wanted to be myself or wanted to be a different version of myself. I just wanted to accept myself. And the thing is that I never put being dark skinned with being ugly, as I just never thought that about myself. And I think one reason too is because I would always get those backhanded compliments that, oh, you're cute or you're pretty for a dark skinned girl. And back in the day, I thought that that was a compliment and I accepted it. But of course, as I got older, I was like, girl, that ain't even a compliment. Because basically what people are saying is that being dark skinned, the norm is for you to not be attractive. And the fact that you are pretty kind of cute, like, you are the exception. So yeah, but I never, it was never a fact of me just feeling really, really, unattractive. It's just that I just wanted to accept myself. I just wanted to accept myself. And I think one boost in my self-esteem too was, so I grew up overseas and my parents were friends with this model lady, and she was tall. She had a little short afro and she was dark skinned. Beautiful, just beautiful. And the fact that she was overseas modeling, like, I grew up always thinking that if somebody was a model, well, that automatically meant that they were gorgeous, that they were the top notch of beauty. And I remember one time somebody asked her if I was her daughter, and she was like, no, this, you know, Shannon's not my daughter or whatever. But and they was like, oh, okay, because she looks like you, telling the lady that I look like the lady. And that sent my mind, like, I was like, oh my God, someone thinks that I look like a model. So I think that that played in the role as why I never thought that I was unattractive. Just physically, I never thought that I was unattractive. It's just that I wanted to accept my dark skin, and it would have been nice if everybody else accepted my dark skin. But, you know, that just wasn't the case. That just, you know, what I was growing up in. But, like, I've been in situations where, been around other light skinned, females, friends, you know, that I've had, and they kind of told me about, like, the complexes that they had as far as being light skinned. Like, there was one particular girl, we were talking about people who joke around and everything like that, and that, you know, sometimes you have to be sensitive with joking with people. And she was like, well, I can pretty much take any joke. And she was saying, but the one thing that I don't like is for someone to joke about me being light skinned, because I never want people to think that I'm all that because I'm light skinned. And I thought, and this was like, I was way in my adult, like in my 30s when I had this conversation with this young lady. And I thought, man, that, you know, first of all, why are you telling me that? And second of all, like, man, that's odd. But then it kind of opened my eyes that, you know, light skinned people, they have their complexes also, you know? So, but I never hated on light skinned girls. I never wanted to be a light skinned person or anything like that. I knew that a lot of guys, their preference would probably be the lighter skin person. Like, if I was around a lot of my friends, most of the guys would probably prefer the lighter skin girl before they preferred me. It's not that I was okay with it, but I'm the type of person that I'm like, I pay attention to who wants me. You know, I don't really, if I'm not your flavor, then I'm not your flavor, and it's nothing negative about it. I'm cool with not being your flavor. I'm concerned about the person that I am the flavor for. So, like, even with black guys who date white women or women out, you know, outside of their race or whatever, I've never really, like, I don't care about that. Like, I mean, if it's my man, somebody that I'm dating, then yeah, of course I care about if he's dating outside his race, because hello, you're supposed to be dating me. But if it's a guy that's your preference, then I don't care. If you prefer to date a light skinned girl and you don't want to be with the dark skinned girl, yeah, okay, then you're not the one for me. God bless you, brother. I still love you. I'm cool with that. I think the only time that I have a problem with it is when it has to be the negativity on the other side of it. So for instance, if a guy is like, oh, I don't like dating dark skinned girls because they're ugly, so that's why I prefer light skinned girls, or I don't like to date black girls, period, because of all this negative whatever, so that's why I date outside my race. That's when I have an issue with it, because now you're generalizing all black women or all dark skin women, and you're putting something negative on us, and like, so yeah, that affects me, you know, that stuff matters to me. But people's choices, I don't really care about that. So dealing with one of the other commentaries, though, was that, so they were like, hey, you know, Beyonce made a song about brown skin girls, so why is there an issue because somebody made a song about light skin girls, praising, you know, being light skin? So another sidebar, I never heard the term yellow bone before. Have y'all? I've heard high yellow or red bone, but I never heard yellow bone before. So this was a new one to me. But, you know, like I said, I'm old and I try to keep in touch, you know, stay in touch with certain things, but I miss the mark a lot of times. But anyway, so back to the Beyonce song. And so the question was, why is it not okay for light skinned girls to sing a song about praising their skin complexion, but Beyonce can come out with a song about brown skinned girls, you know, kind of praising the brown or darker skinned black girls? Why is there an issue with that? Personally, I don't think that there's an issue with it. However, hear me out, I understand why there's an issue with it, because systemically, like white and light is kind of favored. And, you know, light skinned women, they are, you know, it puts them in a category of like more desirable, and then it makes them like almost like superior, you know, things like that. And that is just kind of like history that has just kind of put that bad seed within a lot of our communities. And let's be clear, it's more than just the black community that deals with this. There's Asian communities that deal with, you know, lighter skin issues. Individuals from India, Latina, yeah, that community. And probably other communities that I don't even know about, but they deal with light skin, dark skin issues too. So I think that because lighter skin or white skin, let me just stick with lighter skin, because of the history behind it, that almost being lighter puts you in a better place. Whenever it's automatic that whenever someone of light skin is praising, it's kind of praising themselves, it's automatically going to be looked at as they think they're better. And I admit that it's unfair that to merge the two, that automatically if a light skinned girl says, oh, you know, I really love my light skin, that automatically he or she is looked at as they're trying to say that they're better than somebody else. And they haven't even said that. They're talking about themselves. I mean, it's unfair, but at the same time, I get it. And, you know, I don't know. Some people would say, I read this one article and it said that dark skinned women are at the bottom of the desirability hierarchy. And, I don't know. It's probably, maybe we are, you know, maybe, you know, and I'm not naive to it and I'm not blind to it. Y'all don't think that I am. I get it. But I think the reason why I think the way I do is because I focus on who wants me, and all the men who have wanted me didn't have an issue with my dark skin, obviously. And And I can't compare because, you know, I have light skinned friends who they're single. You know, I have light skinned friends who they've been cheated on. They've been not treated well in a relationship. So I do you all know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like I could look at it in terms that like darker skinned people get like the brunt of all the negativity. But I think it's just that we get it more, and it's not that light skinned people don't get it at all or anything like that. But it's I don't know. It's just it's a what do they call it? Like a murky, muddy type of thing, because you know, like too bad we as black people, all shades just can't be celebrated, and it's not automatically looked at as something that's negative, you know? I don't know, but anyway, so that's one reason I believe that the Beyoncé song got more praise than someone light-skinned singing a song to praise themselves, because it's just like, you know, you're systemically, you know, you're already being praised, so you don't need to praise yourself. And that just sounds so not right. It sounds not right, but I think that at the root of it, that's what the mindset is. And then the other thing is that, you know, with her not being black, and like I said, it's other races deal with this too. So, you know, not only could she have been taking a dig at black people, but also people within her own ethnic group. So I can understand why it was problematic, even though really the song was just about what her man wants, obviously, because he's with her right now anyway. I mean, his baby mama is a darker skinned black girl, so yellow bone is what he wants right now. But, you know, who's to say that he may not go to another flavor of the chocolate spectrum when they break up? I don't know. I just hope that I wish that we could come together. You know, maybe like in generations further down, like two or three generations further down, colorism will be something that they talked about that the old generations dealt with, and that they're not dealing with it anymore. But to me, I just feel like black is beautiful in all its shades. It's dark chocolate, it's mochas, it's caramels, it's just it's creaminess, beautifulness, uniqueness, dopeness. Black is just so beautiful and so rich and so just, oh, I love being black. I really do. And I just pray that we all get to the mindset that we just celebrate it all, and that maybe we find a way to celebrate all the shades without another shade feeling inferior, or another shade feeling that they can't voice their praise of their skin complexion without making another shade feel inferior. I hope that made sense what I just said. But you know, it all can and should be celebrated, especially this month. And you know, how are you all? Have you all had any colorism issues, people in your family? Have you has it affected your way of life? Let me know, you know, talk to me. I really want to hear your stories. And did you know, for those of you that may have known about this young lady's song, she did issue an apology, by the way. But for those of you who may have learned about this young lady's song, did it even bother you? Did it matter to you? Did you feel some kind of way? Did you feel some kind of way because she's light skinned making this song? Did you feel some kind of way because she's not black? Was it both? Do you think that it's okay for a light-skinned person to have like their kind of air quote brown skin girl anthem? you know, how the skin complexion factor into how you pick your mate or how you pick your friends. You know, does it even matter? I can say for myself, it doesn't matter to me. Light, dark, I don't really care. I mean, if you're black, you're beautiful to me. You know, I don't, if you're white, you're beautiful. You know, you're a beautiful person on the inside. Like, you cool with me, but I'm just not one of those girls that's obsessed with that. You know, I don't care about the person that I'm in a relationship with. If I'm with a dark skinned guy and, you know, the Lord allows us to have kids, and of course our kids are going to be dark skinned. Yeah, I'm okay with that. You know, either way, you know, and I've heard like dark skinned people like say that they don't want to be with another dark skinned person, and have kids with them because they don't want their kids to grow up, you know, being picked on and everything like that. But to me, I'm like, you're going to have something light as a sun or black as tar. It's going to be something. It's going to be your nose. It's going to be your ears. It's going to be your eyeballs or your hair or your big feet or something. Somebody, it's going to be something that you're going to have to learn to love and accept about yourself. So it is what it is, you know. But anyway, that was really all that I had on that topic. Again, thank you so much for listening. And until next time, take care. Thank you so much for listening to Podcasting About Whatever. I pray you enjoyed yourself and maybe even got something out of our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you, so hit me up. You can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. It's the same as the title. And remember, whatever is spelled WHATEVA. So that's podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. I may even take some time to read some of your emails on air. I'll keep it anonymous if you want me to. So until next time, take care or whatever.